we're talking about Onah Beinonis, the Machaber, the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes. It tells us, Isha she'ein laveses kivua chosheshes liyom shloshim l'riyasa. She's chosheish for yom shloshim, meaning regardless of what day of the month it is. Just she's chosheish, she doesn't have a veses for a haflug of 30 days. We'll talk about this, and we'll talk exactly what that means. For till the end of the share, we'll just discuss it as a 30-day haflaga, meaning she's going to see on day 31 from her pastor Iyah. So this is what's referred to as the Onah Beinonis. The word Onah Beinonis, so it's not discussed anywhere in the Gemara as a Kshash Veses. But the word Onah Beinonis itself, what it is mentioned on Daf Tes in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a different sugya completely. There's a halacha of Musalekis Damim, a woman who's Musalekis Damim, who hasn't seen dam for three onos. The Gemara says, one of the Tanam holds that she's Musalekis Damim and she doesn't need bidikos. Nothing to do with helpless nida. Nothing to do with this is discussing a woman who's a suka bataris. But the Gemara wants to know, what's an ono? What does that mean, three onos? So the Gemara says, three onos, Reish Lakish says, means three ono beinonis, three average onos. And Reish Lakish says that's 30 days, that the average ono of a woman is 30 days, the average cycle, and therefore that's called ono beinonis. Now the sugya of ono beinonis as a chash, for a woman being Polish as a Veses, so that's really a very mysterious sugya. It's not actually mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara says that's the average Re'iyah of a woman, meaning some women see more, some women see longer cycles, some see shorter cycles, but it averages out around 30 days. But the Gemara never suggests that there's a Hayin Chashash on day 30 and that it should be Mechayev of Prisha. The other point that's shver is that we know there's also a Chashash of Vesa She'enu Kavua L'Chodesh. We discussed previously that a woman is always Chodesh for the same day of the month as she had her previous Re'iyah. So the Mela in Cain, that din is mentioned in Rishonim and Poskim as a separate chash, a separate din. It's very strange that here we have two chashos. We have a chash of the day of the month. She has to be chosheish, she saw Beis Nisan, now she has to be chosheish Beis Iyar. And in addition to that, she has to be chosheish for a set haflug of 30 days. Regardless of whether the month was Malay or Chasim. So it's very funny, if it's down a third chash, another chash here, you know, we have a chash of Haflaga, we have a chash of Chodesh, and we have a chash of Onah Beinonis. So it's just strange, why do we have to have two chashos? We already have the flag, we already have the Chodesh, so then make up your mind. There's some sort of, women, do they see based on the Chodesh, or do they see stamp 30 days? It's a little bit funny to have two chashashos. It's sort of like, we should just know. Mishtam Chazal knew, and we should just know. Which one is it? Is it the Chodesh, or is it the Onah Beinonis? The other point that's just a little bit shver, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim who bring it, they don't bring it stam as the three chashashos. No one says. You won't find anyone talking about it. There's three chashashos. A woman who doesn't have a vestis is chashash for her previous haflaga, for previous Yom HaChodesh, and the Onah Beinonis. They don't write it as three different chashashos when the woman's going to see. It's brought on the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought like a separate din at the beginning of Hilchos Vestos, beginning of Kuf Pei Tes. We're going to tell you the din about Vestos, but you should know before, a woman who doesn't have a Vestos, there's a chashash of Onah Beinonis. It's so funny, what exactly is this chashash? So we'll just start the sugya from what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara never says a chashash to be porish after 30 days, but the Gemara does say a din that there's a din of ona beinunis binogeya a woman's cheskes tara. There's a Mishnah daf ches vav. The Gemara says that all women have a cheskes tara. Now that means to say that if someone comes home, he's bumin aderech, he's been away, he comes home, and his wife is asleep, he's allowed to assume that she's tahora. He doesn't have to worry that while he was gone, she got her period. If she was awake, so there's no need for the chazaka. She's an edech and an bisturim that she didn't have a hargasha. She didn't sit down. But if he was away and she's sleeping and he comes home, so the mela now the shayla is how does he know she's tahora? So the Gemara says she has a cheskes tara, which means he's allowed to go into bed with her, right? Even though going to bed with her would be an issur drabanan. And not only that, he's allowed to start having tashmish with her, even if that would be an issur kares, right? Al stina kedusha, certainly a Gemara bia, he can't have when she's asleep. But there's no issur. We assume mamsh lechor even the gav issur kares. We assume it's cheskes tara. He could assume that his wife is still tahora. So the Gemara says that's true, but it's only true if he comes back before the Ona Beinonis. It's only if he comes b'tochi mei onasa. So that's understood that if he comes back within the first 30 days, she's still within 30 days of the day she got her previous Riyah, and he comes back. So he's allowed to assume she's Tahora. But if he comes home after day 30, so then he'll have to assume that she's Tzemeya. And the Pshat the Rishonim speak out is that Eina Chinam is a Cheskes Tara, but Mitzad the Sheini, this is a Chazaka Hasuya L'shtanos. Right? We know she's going to get her period. We made a Chazaka Hasuya L'shtanos. And therefore, we have to have a certain point at which we say the chazak is no longer valid. Rishon speak out that Bechlal, after day 30, there's no longer Cheskes Tara. Even if he's 32, he goes on a vacation and comes back day 40. He has to assume that he can't say Cheskes Tara. Rishon say it's because it's a svar to say V'chila Olam Lo Tira. We know a woman's not going to, we can't say straight chazakah. That she's not going to see, because Avada eventually she's going to see. So therefore, there has to be some cutoff point. So therefore, Chazal chose the cutoff point as the time when women normally see by. Normally, the average woman, right, even today, if you ask a doctor what the average length of a cycle is, it's somewhere between 29 and 30 days. So Mamela, by the end of 30 days, is already a rove mistama that she's seen by this point. And therefore, that is the time, until that time, we're willing to say a chazaka, because that's a normal time not to see within the 30 days. But after 30 days, we say, that's when a woman already mistama she sees by. And therefore, at that point, her chazaka has fallen off. Right, I think we mentioned when we say chazaka falls off, doesn't mean she's a surah. She's still mutaris because she's not margish. If you may tumantara, she has to do bedikos. But for us, the fact that she hasn't had her gasha and she's awake, so that proves that she's tahora. But if she's sleeping, so the meila she doesn't have a cheskes tara. There's no cheskes tara to stand on. And therefore, that is that's a halacha that's nogeyatas midina to Gemara, that a person can only assume a cheskes tara within the first 30 days. It's one point that I didn't see anyone address is exactly how extreme is that. The Gemara is talking about a bam and a derech. What if someone goes out to Maariv? I might have mentioned something about this before, but what if someone goes, his wife's sleeping and he comes home, but he hasn't been gone for so long. So does he always have to assume after day 30 that perhaps the wife is a nida. If he has to be choshesh, if he has to look at his wife as a suffering nida, so the male can't go into bed with her, perhaps. Right? Maybe say suffix rabban on the kula, but perhaps even that, a suffix nida, there will still be a din of harchakos, l'chayra. So l'chayra shouldn't even go into bed with her. So what exactly is the din? How does he know if he has to be choshesh? So it's funny, in the post you always get the feeling that the man was away for a while. You don't get the feeling that he just walked out for 10 minutes. I'll just say a svar. I don't say this svar, but maybe just a gedder, just about this thing, that we mentioned once that in a deses, as a chashash woman's going to see, but nevertheless, one vidika, 1 minute checking that she's not seeing right now, so that's already enough for us to assume that she didn't get her vessels today. But we right away assume that she doesn't need any more bedikos. So the Chazanish says that you see that one bedika is enough to be mavara the suffix if she's seen. So actually, you could say that if the husband goes out to Mariv, so his wife, he knows his wife is tahora already at the beginning of the ona. So Mamela, he doesn't have to assume that she suddenly became Anita. Because right now, this owner, she's okay. But if he went away and a different owner, and now he comes home, and now she's asleep, so now Mamela, he knows nothing about the woman's status in this owner, and Mamela, perhaps then he'll have to be choshesh that she got her vessels. Right? I mean, he could be brisker about it and say, even if it goes to Mark, he has to be choshesh, because he doesn't know. But, since I never saw anyone saying a chumra like that, the din is just all brought by Bam and Adara, if she'd say like that. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, maybe we say that in the case where he's away for a long time, she doesn't know exactly when he's going to come back. So if he finds her asleep, there's no really no riot. But if he goes away tomorrow and she had her, she had
right.
her period, and she knows he's coming back in 20 minutes, so if she just goes to sleep as normal, whatever, you can assume.
It could be. It's possible. It could be true. It could be true. I like a little more what I'm saying because it's a little bit balabatish. The balabatish just means that it's imprecise because what if what if she knows he's supposed to come back? He's not exactly, but she knows he's supposed to come back today. Or what if he's home but the woman doesn't assume he's gonna want to come to bed with her tonight? Right, so a little bit open to, okay, but that could be. Oh, so that's the Din HaGemara. Now, what about Prisha? Prisha, being Porish, this doesn't tell us anything. This just is the result of cumulative chashash over 30 days and the lack of Cheskas Tara. But a Cheskas Tumah that has to be Choshish, that she's any second becoming Anida and has to be Porish on Yom Laman Alf. So that we don't see from the Gemara. So most the emes is the whole chashash starts from the Eshkol. The Eshkol is the first one, and afterwards the Rashi and the Tur took it. But the Eshkol is the first one to write such a chashash. That he writes that after her 30 days of tahara, So she has to be Porish. There's been a Prisha. And doesn't explain clearly how this came out of the Gemara. Most Rishonim actually don't even bring it at all. In the Ravid and the Rambam don't bring this thing of Ona Beinus. The Ra'ah, when the Rashi brings it, he's called against it. He says, there's taka no such thing. And the Ramban and Rashi, so they bring the Ona Beinonis, but not as the Naprisha. They write there's a Chiyuv Bedika. They say no need to be Porish, but after 30 days, since her Cheskas Tara has run out, so therefore she has to be Bodek. They don't say it has to be Porish. The Chayra of the Pshat is, because to be Porish means that you think there's a specially high Chash on this particular Ona. So they'll say that no, there's nothing special that this owner that especially she should see right now on day 31. It's just that she's just gone through 30 days, and in those 30 days, Al Pi Rov, your average woman would have gotten her period already. So the Mela, she's had her Cheskes Tara until now. We said she doesn't have to even think about it. She doesn't have to think that she or worry at all that she's got her period. She is Cheskes Tara. The husband could assume for sure she's Tahora. But Lamaisa, she went through a time period in which Al Pi Rov she got her Vesis. She was expected to get. So the Mela, that makes a chash on her and weakens her Chazaka. And the Mela, to reinstate her Chazaka, she has to do a Bedika. When you do a bedika, you see the poel, she is the hora, the vados. And that creates that starts up her chazaka, that even though she doesn't have a complete cheskes tara now, if the husband was bummer aderech, she wouldn't have a cheskes tara, but it gives her a boost that she's not seeing dam, that there's no dam in her, that she hasn't seen dam the past 30 days. That even though the past 30 days, most women would see dam. So she seems like she hasn't seen Dam, she hasn't had Haragasha, but to boost her idea that she hasn't had Haragasha, to be an absolute beer that she hadn't seen Dam, you do a Bedika. But it's basically the same thing as a Vestas Kavua. A woman who has a Vestas Kavua, so the halacha is she cannot have Tashmish until she does a Bedika. Meaning, let's say her Vestas is on day 32, and she forgets about it, she doesn't do a Bedika. And then day 34, she remembers. So immediately, once she remembers, she can't have tashmish until she does a bedika, because she's a steward to her husband until she does a bedika. Because once a vestis passes by, so that's like a reusa to the woman's chazaka, and a reusa, even though she basically has a certain chazaka of, I didn't have a hargasha, and I'm not a suka bataro, so I'm stoma, there's no dam in me, but since a time period passed where there's this heightened chashash of riyah, so in Mela, we say she needs a vedika. She needs a vedika to prove that she's no dam that's gone unnoticed. Now by the onabeinanis, so in the chinami, there's no chashash right now she's seeing dam, so in Mela, she's mutter betashmish. However, there's the cumulative effect of all the time she's been going through without, in her days of Cheskes Tara, she's past day 30. So now they say to reinstate her the assumption that she's not doesn't really have a minute amount of dam beis achitzon. So Mela she has to do a bedika. So they're saying that there's no, the day of the Ona Beinonis isn't a day where we think she's going to see. It's not a high enough chance she's actually going to see today, and therefore she could have tashmish, but she had to do a bedika on that day in order to be mechazik her chazaka that she hasn't been missing dam. And of course it's a little bit funny because of course if she's missing dam, the whole thing is funny. Let's say a woman passes her vesis. Her vesis was day 32, now she's on day 40. The halacha is she has to do a bedika because she's a sur b'tash with ashik tivduk. Now of course her doing bedika now, that doesn't prove very much about what happened on her yom ha'vesis. But the pshat l'chayr is that Chazal wanted you to do something to be mechazik the chazaka, right? In a chinami, it's a little bit. It's really just like a lechatchila type of din, because how could you possibly prove about what happened 3 days ago? Maybe there was a minute amount of dam, you know. Maybe it fell out. That could be. But nevertheless, Chazal said you can't have tashmish until you do bedika. So in the same way, they say there's a din that. On the Ona Beinonis, you have to do a bedika. Before Tashmish, they have to do a bedika. Like sort of to revamp it's not going to put back a full chazaka. There's still not a real chazaka al-gabi b'mradera. But at least a chazaka that she hasn't been seeing without hargasha. Let me just say a little bit clearer, just to be clear. When we say a woman loses her chazaka, so there's two parts of the chazaka. There's a chazaka that she actually became tamei, and that's a problem by bum and aderach. The husband doesn't know. Maybe she actually became tamei while he was gone. The other point is that a woman who's awake, that's no good, a woman who's sleeping, a woman who's awake, so you don't have to worry she became tummy without her knowing, because she would have had argasha. It's a smaller chash. The chash is a little bit of a different chash. It's the chash that perhaps she's seeing a very minute ri'ya. Now that chash is not mamash adoraisa chash. The bedikus really is always just it's in drabbanon l'chayr. It's not mamash adoraisa chash because the base she wasn't margashet. And Memela, and we don't have a svara of v'chila olam lo tira. But after 30 days, Rishon said v'chila olam lo tira, you can't give her a chazaka. Over here, there's not a, you know, when she sees mistama, she'll have a hagasha. Now she can have a hagasha mistama she didn't see. So mina tayra l'chayra, she's okay. But the Rabbanan, when something happened to increase heighten her chash that she's actually seen, Memela v'choshesh, the Rabbanan v'choshesh for a minute amount of ri'ya without hagasha. So Memela, she didn't notice the Hargasha. So Lagabe that is a need to reinstate her Chazaka by doing a Bedika. Okay, so that's the right. So far we said two camps. We said a camp that there's no such thing as Ona Beinonis. You don't have to do anything. The camp that that's the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to do a Bedika. And the Rashba and the Tur. So they hold this a din of prisha. So shaila is what's the lundus there? Why is it a din of prisha, right? If she lost her chazaka completely, so let her be asur v'tashmish lo lomvad until she gets her next period, right? So what's the pshat that on that particular day, on day 31, after 30, suddenly you say that day she's on heightened red alert, and the next day she's good again. What's Prat? Why on this day be Pirish? So the Rashba says something, the Pashat words are very shvat. Rashba says, Rov Nashim Rose Lamed Yom. She's Pirish, the Rov Nashim Rose Lamed Yom. So sounds like the Pashat reading. And some have read it this way, but it's Pashat reading, I don't think it's true. But they say that Rov Nashim see at every 30 days. The rove woman, their period is 30 days long between reels, and therefore lo lamed aleph rove nashim si on yom lamed aleph, and therefore be parish. So l'chayr that can't be true. One reason it can't be true is first of all there's no makor for it, right? The gemara just says ona beinonis. The gemara never suggests that rove nashim si that way. The second reason is not the metzias. Right, that not the Metzias, right? No, that's certainly not true. Rov Nashim don't see on day Lamed Aleph. Average Re'ia is average cycle is 30 days, but not Rov women don't see on that day. The Metzias today, or the Metzias that anyone's ever heard of. If it was different, so then you'd have to say it's a Shtana HaTeva and we shouldn't keep it anymore because it's not true by us anymore. But the emes is, it's almost impossible to say, it's basically impossible to say that ever was the case. Right? It ever, right? Imagine if that was true. Imagine if we made Chazal or we made the Rashba, that was true. That most women, meaning more than 50% of women, saw on day Lamed Aleph. So the Chayr Hilchos Nidus would have to be different. Hilchos Vestus would have to be different. Right? It wouldn't be just the Rashba piping up to say a woman who doesn't have a Vestus should be Choshesh to Yom Lamed. No, Lehefach. There would be a Din D'Oraisa that all women have to be Poresh on Yom Lamed. Right? We know in the Gemara has a whole question, is Vestus D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan? Perhaps it's just Rabbanan. Right? It's Rabbanan. It means that seeing three times in a row doesn't make a Raya you're going to see a fourth time. It's not something that we assume is actually so tired that you see three times, that's a proof you're going to see on the fourth time. But rove, if there was a din that rove woman see on day 31, so that would be a din d'oraisa. No one, there's no suffix if rove is d'oraisa. The male, if rove is d'oraisa, so all women would be choshesh to Yom Lamed Aleph. And that should be a din in the Gemara, it should be a din in the poskim. The only shaila vestas should be is if a woman is an unusual woman who has her own personal vestas, then you could be choshesh. you could say, does she have to worry about that with Rabbanan or with the Raisa? And if Allah that's you only choshes with Rabbanan, we say that's the Rabbanan, but her Raisa day, you go based on the Rov. Right? It'd be a very strange thing. Lahatach. And Isha She'ein Vesis is the only woman who we could say, oh, she doesn't have a Vesis. She's proven that she doesn't see, you know, you could perhaps have a woman who, we say, an unusual woman who's part of a Miyot, who's proven she doesn't see on Dei Lamed. Perhaps she won't have to be a Choshesh for Dei Lamed. But the Iker, there should be a Dinta Reisa of Yom Lamed Alef. Right? So it seems like you can't really imagine that's Takav Shach. We have to say, you have to say, is the Rash was saying something much more lamdusha here. He's saying his lashon of rov nashim rov yom lamed yom. He doesn't mean to say that on that day most women see. He's saying exactly what you know. He didn't have the word average, but he wants to say that's what the average woman sees, and rove women see by the end of that time. After 30 days, rove women have seen. Right? That's what average means. That by the end of that time, rove women will have seen. So what does that mean? Why does that gorem any chash on Yom Lam Alf? Why be Polish? So what you could say is that in a chenami, with Mitzias, there's no hayin chash. It's not a chash of Mitzias. Vesa she'eno kavua is shach achshash metzias. Yeah.
I'm only trying to understand that. Are we saying like a math thing that since 30 is the average, once you get to more than 30,
Right. The average is to see. Right. Exactly. I have two ways I could read it. Either he means by the end of it, there's going to be a rove, or he just means average. It's also possible to me that he's using the word rove as if it was average. I mean, we know there's an average, there's a mean, and there's something else I've got.
Median.
Look how what he has in mind is built out of what the Ramban was saying, was a chash of bedika. It's not the etzem, it's not a metzistic chash, that bedafka has to happen, there has to be a re'ir right now. The pshat is coming out of the Gemara's din about chazakas. The Gemara is telling me alam d'shad din, a din that there's a chazak, a woman for the first 30 days of her cycle, she's b'cheskes tahara. That means cheskes tahara means we view her as if a din gomer, she's not getting her period. There's no suffer d'raisa. The husband went away for 10 days, comes home, there's nothing wrong with him going into his bed because the chazal through dinei chazaka have tightened up the first 30 days. We assume she's not seen. That's a lumish thing being true. We don't know if it's actually true, but that's what we assume. And we assume by the end of that time period, we know most women get their period. And we know there's a din that v'chila olam lo tira, and therefore we have to, we can't give her a cheskes tahara forever. So we say the first 30 days she hasn't seen. But then right after that, so then we're hit with another din, that al pi rov she's seen by now. So in Mela, she hadn't seen the first 30 days. And al pi rov she sees by now. She's seen by now. So that tells us that you have to be Porish. You have to be Porish, not because of an actual b'mtziyistik chashash, but a halachic chashash. You know, one way to think about this is that it's a little bit like a halachic payback for our cheskes tahara. Right? We're willing to give a cheskes tahara by always being told that she's going to see a different time. She's going to see after her chazaka. This is all good. When she's going to see, she's going to see after her 30 days of tahara. Okay, we're allowed to say that. But in that tliya, it's sort of like a payback to that, is that come day 31, she's aser. We have to, it's like a halachic chiyuv of chashash. So that it might sound a little bit too long to shop, but it's really what you have to say to be miyashay. Definitely why we keep on the venus. That's very interesting with Zeh. Just understanding the onabenus, how it's presented, and the halachas of onabenus. First of all, the point you mentioned at the beginning that's interesting is that just in Shulchan Aruch, the way Ona Beinless is presented. It's presented as a woman who doesn't have a veses, so she's choshesh liyom lamed. And it's not presented as a veses sheino kavua. Later on, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about all the different sorts of chashos a person has, that there's a chash of chodesh, there's a chash of haflaga, there's a chash of haflaga she'eno kavua, there's a chash of chodesh she'eno kavua. But he doesn't present, in that context, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't add in also the Ona Beinoness. Doesn't mention the Ona Beinoness. He mentions it as a separate din in the beginning of Kofei Tes. The pshat is because it's really a completely separate din. It's a separate din that's not really part of a vestos. It's not a din vestos as in that there's actually mitziyastika haidim tchashash. It's presented as a woman who doesn't have a vestos. We have no idea what she's going to see. Chachamim gave a din of Ona Beinoness. It's a din, right? It's a din. It's not a mitzias. And very understandable also why it's dafka a woman who doesn't have a vesis. A woman who has she'ein la vesis, so when mele her chazaka runs out on day 30. A woman who has a vesis, let's say a woman who has a vesis, but she's mishana her vesis. And a woman always sees day 32, and then she goes to day 33. So the halacha, she has to be choshesh for the chodesh, and for the flaga. But Ona Beinoness is not shaykh to her Ona Beinoness because she had her day of chashash. Her day of chashash was day 32. That was the end of her cheskas tara. Her cheskas tara ended with her besis kavua. The meila, there's no din of day 30. Dafka din of eino besis. So the meila her cheskas tara is through day 30, which is Ona Beinoness, the average becomes her cheskas tara. So the meila that ends with a halachic chashash. The other point, just pashit, which is Ona Beinoness is different than a vesa she'eno kavua, is that Ona Beinoness has a chiyuv of bedika, right? Other vesa she'eno kavua, so at most has a lechatchila bedika during the Ona. It's not necessarily a chiyuv bedika b'chlal. We're choshish that there's a chiyuv bedika, but only in the Ona. If a woman passed the Ona, so there's no reason to do a bedika. There's no reason to be machma. There's no real din of bedika. But whereas the Ona Beinoness had the same din as Vestas Kavua, which is that since her Chazaka was weakened, the Megillah she's asked to have Tashmish until she does a Bedika. There's another Nachgemina, interesting Nachgemina, very much that comes out, is that what's the din by an Arzarua, by the Chashash of the Arzarua? Right, so we mentioned that at least the Shach held, and definitely many holds. We came out saying maybe not to die because of this, but many hold that even on a vesesh she'eno kavua, you're choshesh for the arzerua. Meaning, if she saw on Bay's ear by night, she'll be choshesh on Aleph ear by day. She'll be choshesh with Arzerua. And so too by Haflaga. Now what about by Ona Beinoness? So some, you know, I think, you know, many just assume, Pasha, that is, if you keep Arzerua, you keep Arzerua. So let's say the Ona Beinoness comes out on the night of Bay's ear. Right, let's say the night of Gimel Iyar, or tonight's Gimel Iyar, just thinking, Jehovah. So tonight's Gimel Iyar, so Mamela, that's going to be the Ona Beinoness. Mamela, on the day of Beis Iyar, there should be Choshesh Arzerua. So that's what most people stop and assume. So I saw Levushi always points out from Al Yashiv that it's not true. There's no reason to be Choshesh. No reason, even keep Arzerua, no reason to tack it onto Ona Beinoness. And the reason is Pashat. The reason is that Ustama Vestas She'eno Kavua or Vestas Kavua, Vestas are working midin a heightened chash from Mitzias. So Mitzias is slightly more chash, at least in this owner, than in any other owner. And since there's a heightened chash that we're going to see now, the Arzarua told us that women are sometimes off, and maybe we want to expand the chash, and therefore, Bichoshesh a little bit earlier. Bichoshesh, the preceding owner. But by the onabeninis, so this has nothing to do with Mitzias Bechlal. There's no Haydn Chashash now that we should say, oh, we're really Choshish now, we should be Choshish even a little bit earlier. We're not Choshish. It's just a din. It's purely a din. The din is she's Choshish on the day after her Chazakah ran out. Her Chazakah ran out, be Choshish now. There's no reason to say, oh, let's be choshish earlier. Earlier, she had a chazaka. The whole basis of the Chiyah Prisha is the fact that her chazaka ran out. The fact that she had a chazaka, and she kept her chazaka. She had a good cheskes tara until then. The Ono Beinus is the din that there's no longer a cheskes tara. Her cheskes tara just ran out. So the Meila, there's no reason, b'chlal, there's no svara to be choshish before, to be most of an owner before her cheskes tara runs out. Oh, that's pashut. I don't know if it's well known, but it's definitely very pashut that it's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Is
everybody going to
speak about
the,
what you
say? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right now. Okay. And that's good. If you ask that, it shows that I'm presenting it well, because it's flowing in. Okay. So that really brings us to the place here. It's like this, is that there's another big nafgamina in this understanding, is that are we choshesh, when we say we're choshesh for the Ono Beinonis, are we choshesh at the daytime of the Ono Beinonis or the nighttime of the Ono Beinonis? By Vestos, so we mentioned that you're always choshesh for the whatever Ono you saw it in. If you saw it, if she has a flug of 32 days, so we said for the note of Yehuda, Bralach, is that on day 32, you're choshesh, and how do you know if you should be choshesh on the day or the night or both? So the way you know is that even though Be'etzem L'chashash is for day 32, Noah Yehuda says Be'etzem the clock works, you view the clock at least as if it's working on calendar days, so her L'chashash is for day 32, but you're allowed to say that I'm only going to be choshesh on the daytime of day 32, because last time her previous Re'iyah was by the daytime. So since her previous Re'iyah is on the daytime, we assume she's going to repeat, and therefore on day 32, even though she's choshesh for day 32, she's allowed to say the night that time of 32 I don't have to be choshesh for because last time I didn't see at night. So she's allowed to do that. Based on her previous ri'ah, make a kula on her present chash, her present chash vests. So the place he makes a point, he says, that makes sense if the basis for our chashash is that the woman's going to repeat herself. We're choshesh the woman's going to repeat herself. So Mamela, so last time she saw by day, now she's going to see by day. But Ona Beinonis has nothing to do with that. Ona Beinonis is telling us that first 30 days she's the Cheskes Tara, we assume she's not going to assume. See? And Mamela, we therefore have a chash on day Lamed Aleph she is going to see. So we're choshesh lama al she's going to see. How do I know if she's going to see by day or by night? Right? We're not saying that it's based on her. It's just because it's based on chazakos that she's going to see now. So mamela, let's forget about day or night. So therefore, says the placey, we're choshesh the whole day of the Ono Beinonis. Right? I'm calling it 31. We'll talk about it soon. But let's be choshesh the whole day 31. Bain by day, bain by night. Because the etzem, the clock of a woman, works by days, and therefore, first 30 days, her clock is not to see, and therefore, day 31, we assume she'll see. By day or by night, we don't know. Then it says you could say another svara. Another svara would be to say she only has to be choshesh by night, regardless of whether her last review is by day or by night. But the night ona, perhaps you could say, just be choshesh the night ona. The night ona is the first ona where she doesn't have a cheskes tahara, so soon she's going to be hit on that night. That ona is the ona where she's going to be hit with this cumulative chash that has been building on the past 30 days, and been ignored, it's now going to hit right when her chazaka runs out, and therefore, perhaps you could say that the chashash should only be the night of the 31st. The night of the 31st is the ona in which her chazkas tara ran out. Placey was understanding that way. Placey was understanding, no, chashashas always go by days, and therefore, bechoshish, the whole day 31 to bechoshish. So there are those that are choshish for this placey. So what to do l'maisa? So the regular minhag is not to be choshish. The regular minhag is to do what seems not to make so much sense, is to just do by the previous re'iyah. Meaning if the previous re'iyah was on daytime, be choshish only on the day of day 31. I mean, since her last year was on day, see, only be Poresh on day, the daytime of day 31. So there is something that's a little bit strange about this. What's strange about this, right, is what the place's point is, but even more so is that Lagabi Bam and Haderach, the halacha is pretty straight that she has 30 days of Tahara. And those 30 days, Pashtos, very strong Pashtos, is it runs out at nightfall. Right, we're talking about, the Gemara says she has 7 days where she's a Nida. The Gemara says, and then the next 3 days if she sees she'll be a Zava, and then she has 20 days of more of Cheskas Tara. So L'chor just says Nidus always runs out. The 7 days of Nida always ends at nightfall. So L'chor, the 30 days of that the Gemara tells us about Cheskas Tara, presumably, maybe it's not Mukhruch, but presumably they run out at nightfall. And regardless of when she saw her period, when she got her period at Derech at night. So the Chor by Bam and Haderech, if you'd ask me, the Bam and Haderech, at what point, until one could assume his wife is Tahora, I would say it only goes to nightfall of day 30. So Mamela, so what could you say, just to be Miyasha the Minog? To be Miyasha the basic Minog, you could say is that Ein hachinami. Al chazakos, we're saying it's a din you have to be choshesh for lamed aleph. We have to be choshesh. We're sort of told this woman is a lamed aleph woman, and we based on chazakos we say that. But legabi, if she's going to steal a day at night, legabi that we're still willing to look into her personal history. Right? Even though the basic chashash is not based on her personal history, it's based on chazakos. But once the chazakos tell us, push her chash, set her clock to Yom Laman Aleph, we still have a right to be makel based on our previous riyah. So you could say the miyashev the minug. There's a good reason to be miyashev the minug and not to be machmer. It's just because the ona beininess really, most of Sharon never, don't even hold the whole chash of ona beininess. But Hashem will see soon that not all Ono Beininess, we'll see that there's Shashas Bechlal, when Ono Beininess is Bechlal, maybe it is the Yom HaChodesh, maybe the whole, those who Bechlal don't hold by the Ono Beininess Bechlal, we'll see soon. So the emphasis is enough to be purged for an owner. So the purged for one owner, the right thing to do is to just do like the Minhag, and just go by the previous, whatever the previous re'iyah was. And what I would say, though, is that it's a good thing, definitely at Tzara Chumra, is to at least do a bedikah the night of the 31st. Right? Meaning if the Ono Beininess, the woman's last re'iyah was in the daytime, so now she, now the we're going to have Prisha on the daytime of Day Laman Aleph, but at least the nighttime is when her L'maisa, her Cheskas Tara has run out. So L'maisa then, the Ramban and Rashi both said there's a Chiyav Bedika after her Cheskas Tara runs out. When her Cheskas Tara runs out, she has a Chiyav Bedika to reinstate her Chazaka just as a woman who her Vestas passed. So the Meila Misvara, I would say, that since her Lama days of Tahara, our view, when that end is viewed as passing the day of the Veses, the Mela Lamaisa, she passed her days of Cheskes Tara, she has to do a Bedika. So what I would say is a little bit strange, strangest in that I assume, I don't know if anyone else says this, but that after day, maybe someone says it, so it's no story. But after day, if she, her last year was in the daytime, so when she gets to day Laman Aleph, so she should do a bedik at night and be mutter and tashmish, and then in the daytime be aser b'tashmish, right? And the stomach should do another bedik also. So that would be the din. Okay. Can I ask you a big favor? I could use a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Either water or a lot more questions. I'll call the water. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Alright. You hear that? It's like a... I'm open to hearing Lagabi Prisha that we could learn from a previous cycle. But Lagabi purely Chazaka to Gedin. Thank you so much. Lagabi purely Chazaka to Gedin, so I don't really hear the pushing off to the morning. Lagabi the bum and Haderach and the Vedika Lachar that has to go away night for. Anyone else have water?
Yeah. Can you explain again why they do the bedik at night?
Oh, bedik at night is like this. Why the bedik is at night is because of Rashi and Rabban. They say it's nothing to do with Prisha B'chlal. It's just the fact that the Cheskes Tara has run out. And there's a robe that she's seeing by now. Not that we think she's seeing at any particular time, but by now there's a robe telling us she saw. I shouldn't notice it. I shouldn't have argasha. Maybe she got a very minute amount and hasn't noticed it. So the kenegadach shash she has to do with bedika. So that shash has nothing to do with prisha. It has to do with just the cumulative effect of time.
That's Rashi and Rambam.
Right. So therefore, now the Rashi himself, we don't know. Maybe Rashi would say before at night. We don't know what he would say. So, but mitzad sheni l'gavi prisha. The Prisha is really just the Eshkol and the Rashba, and we're machmas. But there's other, we'll see Lagavi Prisha, there's other Sade Kula. But Lameisa, I don't want to be machmas too almost. So Mela, to Lagavi Prisha to hear the Minuk. Lagavi the Prisha to hear, now, if we really thought that was right, if we knew that was right, the Prusha's in the day, so the Bedik would also be in the day. But the Rishonim who hold that there's just Bedik and no Prusha, they're for sure going to say that the Bedik is at night. Because they're not saying we don't care when the last time you saw. Because the Gavi Cheskes Tara, for sure we're not going by the last time you saw. So
because of that Gemara with
Right. It conceivably, you could say not that way, conceivably you could say when the Gemara says Lam and Yom, it really means 60 onus. You have 60 onus good and you're chush for onus 61.
If it's about an average amount of time, shouldn't it have to be?
Onus?
Yeah.
It could be. Biologically, it should be. But in Chazal, they seem to go by days. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, that is Chazal and Kovei it that way. Mm-hmm. So just the Mashmos, it goes by days. It's conceivable. That could be another way of being the Yashay of the Minuk.
Is it sort of like a little book?
It could be.
There's saying
It
that
could be a low plug. It could be more than a low plug. You know, it could be that like the Rabbanim, you know, like the Torah, the Derech Torah is that you have things very set in stone. You don't have things wishy-washy.
Right.
So the same with the Chazal. So the same way by Nida, the Torah was called the 7 days of Nida. A woman who saw the very end of day one, maybe we should keep her Nida longer. No, the Torah was Koveh there. And then, well, based on that, the Koveh's, the Torah's Koveh, the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva. Even though on a certain level, it's addressing a biological reality, right? On a certain level, right? It's based, these are days, Yemei Ziva, because it's low Nida, so you don't expect to have the Riva. That's true, but the Torah gives things in certain hagdaros. So Chazal took those hagdaros. So you call it low plug, maybe, but not exactly low plug. Okay. All right. So just want to talk about now just a little bit the onabeninus. When is the onabeninus? So the shayla is day 30 or day 31. And ambiguity comes because the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's day 30. Shulchan Aruch's lashon in Sif Aleph is Choshesh Yom Lamed L'Riyasa. Yom Lav L'Riyasa, the Taz says, means that's day 30. That the you look at her ear as day 1, and then she's Choshe, she's Asr on day 30. Well, if you the Taz, if so, Ono Beinonis means a flug of 29 days. Day 30, if you call it day 1, the day she saw on, and day 30 is the day that you think she's going to see, that means that the average cycle of a woman is 29 days. That is the Mahalach. I think that's even the Minhag. Well, most people probably, that's what they do. Extremely shver. Extremely shver. So one reason it's extremely shver. So the Gemara talks about Ona Beinus. The Gemara says Ona Beinus is 30 days. So Pashtus, and that three onos, and the Rishayim and Shulchan Aruch, three onos is 90 days. So the Gemara says one onos is 30 days. So first of all, if an onos is 30 days, you imagine what that means is that a cycle is 30 days. Meaning a cycle of day 30 days would mean that if you're calling the day Re'iyah day one, then the a flug of 30 days would be day 31, not day 30. Also, the other Shoyim will say that three onos is 90 days. Shulchan Aruch himself says three onos is 90 days. Now, if the average ono beinonis is a flug of 29 days, so then three onos put together is three times 29 is 87. 87 days. So three onos should be 87 days. Why is it referred to as 90 days? Meaning you could have ambiguity about if one onos is 30 days, you could say 30 days is really 29 days. Right? That's something we all know in learning. Like you could somehow be off by one. Call 29 days 30 days because you're calling the day she saw, you're calling day one already. Right? Even though it's really zero. Right, mathematically, that would be called time zero when she got her period. But no, we call that day one, therefore 29 days is really 30 days. It's called 30 days. But there's no way to round off three onos. 87 days is not round off to 90 days. It's never gonna do that. Because she started day one, and then she ends on day 88. So even if we want, we can maybe call it 88, but we can't call it 90. The Shach, since Sivkat and Laman and the Chavastas, so they point out the Gemara is very much that the cycle is 30 days long, right? Not 29 days long, as the Taz has it. He writes, he quotes the Gemara, because the Gemara says, when the Gemara says that Ono Beinonis, the average cycle is 30 days, it breaks up the 30 days. It says, she has 7 days when she's Anita, and then it says, and then there's 3 days if she became a Zava Gedola, just calls it 3 days. For some reason, it says that way. The 3 days of zava, right? Just called for every reason the Gemara calls it that. I maybe we'll talk a different time why it calls it that, but it refers to it as she's 7 days. But she needs the 3 days where she could become a zava if she doesn't stop, and then she has 20 days of cheskes tara. 20 days when she's the cheskes tara. Yerushalmi is lashon as well. When Yerushalmi says she has 30 days of cheskes tara, it says no sim la shloshim yom. She's given. She has 30 days of tahara. Yeah.
7 plus 3 is not 11. Oh, is that because after...
7 plus 3 is 10.
Right. Don't you have...
It's not counting mezivas. It's saying like this. Mezivas is 11 days. That's why this Gemara is kind of confusing. The Gemara says it's 7 days the Torah is nida. Then the Torah says if she sees for 3 days, shaloba es nida, so she becomes a zava.
Right.
So those 3 days are days 8, 9, 10.
But it could also be...
It could be, right. But the Gemara, for whatever reason, the Gemara there is talking about it like that.
Right,
Avada. It's just, that's what the Gemara is just saying that way.
In 20 days of Chesed Tara, we include both Yimei Ziva
and... Right. It's funny why, I have a mahal, but I don't know why the Gemara breaks it up like that, the 30 days. But what's clear from that breakup, though, is it's understanding that there are 30 days of Chesed Tara. Starting day one being the day of her Re'iyah, and then day 1, 2, 3 through day 30 are all B'cheskes Tara. According to the Taz, day 30 is not B'cheskes Tara. Day 30 is already a day of Prisha B'cheskes Tami. So those are stark tainus there. So what to do with this? Emes is it shver that the Taz seems to be the simplest reading in the Shulchan Aruch, right? His lashon was is that you see liyom lamed. So the pshat is a different pshat. It's really a very beautiful pshat. I think it says a very nice pshat. He says that all the bainness is really identical with the Yom HaChodesh. It's interesting in the Rishonim, no one mentions as you know, in the Eshkol, they don't mention that there's two chashos, chodesh and onu beinus. It could be, Shach says that they're actually the same thing. He brings the Rambam, he actually writes that gimel onos, and the Gemara talking about gimel onos, it means gimel months. So what's Shach talking about Yom Lamed, and then the Shulchan Aruch later says 3 onos is 30 days. So the Pshat is that we're talking about months. We're being allowed dafka. We're putting months and days, we're not being dafka, because we have no idea if the months we're talking about in particular are mali or chaser. So therefore, the shach says we weren't being redacted. But avada, it's the onu beinus is really the yom hachodesh. I mean, you could like it, you could not like it, but that is the shittas of shach. And therefore, the shach says no such thing as the onu beinus. It's already subsumed in the chash of es chodesh. And I was told that there were many places in Europe that they just went by the straight shach. Right? So the Onu Beinus Bechlal is not really such a kuliyama din. Halacha, though, we're not in Europe anymore. The minhag across the board, everyone today, I think people will keep the Onu Beinus. So the Mela, what to do is the Chavastas. The Chavastas is the most pashut, and this is Rav Moshe's Pesach, to be choshish the Yom Lamed Aleph, meaning a flog of 30 days. That's the Lamaisa. Just mention one last point. Rav Moshe has a Kula, Chelk Beis, Simon Ayin Beis. Rav Moshe writes a Kula that if a woman is Mochsuk, that she always sees after day 30, so the Mela, she doesn't have to be choshish for the Onu Beinus, and she doesn't have to be choshish for the Veses HaChodesh, because she has the Veses of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen says if a woman always never sees before day 20, then the first 20 days of her cycle, she has a din of a woman that has a Veses. It's considered a Veses of not seeing. So Mela, if she always sees after day Lamed, so the Mela, she has a Veses of not seeing beforehand. And the Mela, that Vesis, which is a Vesis Kavua, not to see before Lamed, trumps the Onu Beinus, trumps the vesta she'eno kavu l'chodesh, and the mela she'll have a din of cheskes tara until when she's machzuk, and until when she's machzuk when she's machzuk she becomes machzuk tosi. But those days she'll be straight cheskes tara. It's interesting. You can think about just rule for thought of. Fear of Moshe, what would happen then? Let's see, she never sees until day 35. Then comes day 35. So maybe it'll gotta be her, that should be her own abandonment. So maybe there's room to think about that. Rav Moshe didn't say that, I'm just saying that. But in any case, he says she won't be chosh for Yom HaKodesh or the own abandonment. So that's a din that's pretty posh and makes a lot of sense. The only thing that's a point of confusion is what does that mean? It says that the true suggestion is that she never sees before a certain day. So some have understood, and I believe it's a mistake, that if three times she sees after day 30, she doesn't have to be choshish for Yom Lav anymore. So that lechayrim, definitely most svarim, and lechayrim certainly MS, is that's not true, right? Because you could be koveya if she sees three times in one day, that makes a chazaka, but not to see, right? It doesn't show. What if once she sees 60 days, once she sees 32 days, and once she sees 40 days? That's machzik. She's for sure not going to see before 32. It's not machzik anything. Shmuel Sadeshin says tamid. She never sees before this day. Not just the last three times. So maybe it has to be a much longer time. Right? As far as say, I just saw one there. So Mishnah Hashulchan says a year. So it's not longer, but it has to be something that's really a very stark right. It's very clear that she's not going to see on less than 31 days. So in Mela, she won't have to be choshish. Okay. All right, Ashkaya. Good to have you back. Let's go. Okay, hopefully we'll get rid of masks soon, too.
What does Rabbi think that the whole cross getting would include, though?
What?
What does Rabbi think Chokos getting would include? Rabbi doesn't like the idea, I can tell.
No, I have nothing wrong with the idea, but I don't really see it working. I'll tell you why, because Chokos getting it's almost like a fantastic little bit of Chokos.
There's a lot of it
Maybe we could do it. I don't think it's really going to be people on board in that way. You know, it's like a Dayanus type of limud. You know, it's not like Kiddushin a little bit more. Talk about like being without a Kiddushin, like as part of our rabbinic training type program. But like, it's even that hard because being without a Kiddushin has very little to do with helpful Kiddushin. But Gittin, no one's looking to be without a Gittin.
Right.
So it's not. I don't know if it's going to carry an olam so much. I don't. But I don't know if there's four people here who think it's a good idea, so maybe we'll just talk about it. I'm some parts of Geschmack. I mean, I 2 years ago I went with Heinrich and did help a halakha get molesta. Very lamaisa. You know, you find that making lamzerim. Bad gittin, but nothing else will come. There's no mice to come out of it, except if the person wants to pass on, like his mother's first marriage. Okay. Like, what? We're not,
Well, if
you're
not
married,
you're not
married. Right.
I'm not saying I
want to be a daughter,
but, like.
I would love to do it. Okay. I'll tell you, because I think they're actually going to laugh.
Right. Okay, so I'm not saying I'm interested.
Okay.
I'm
no, good. Good.
That's what I was asking myself.
There's nothing he said.
So that would be cool. Every year that we do Kedushin to do, like, Yichud as part of the...
That would be very nice. That would
be Yichud a whole year?
This is a very nice thing to learn. That's
very nice. And that's in the tradition, but we're not
yeah.
Doing
it. That's very interesting talk. I haven't had to do the mice looking around.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
the other.
Oh yeah. Down to that.
I
yeah, you can make it.
I'm not saying that for everybody, but if the limud was just like a bakias limud and Rebbe was giving shir like every once in a while on that, and then I don't know.
I really would like to get in more bakias stick.
It's like 77 blot or something like that. It's like in the 70s, right? That's right.
That's sadi.
Oh, okay.
I really like gittin. It's not so hard. A little bit like also hilchos gittin. Like if you do, there's almost, you know, there's not so much difference between hilchos gittin. I always learn things. Like I'm doing about kavanah, I'm also learning about a lot.
Right.
You know, there's not so much of a difference by me.
Right.
So
That's interesting to do. I'd be interested to hear the Sakdinim that Rebbe had on Dinah Demachus Sedina.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. If it's, is it Mussar to speed?
I think maybe. I would love if, anytime I go to Shabbaton, I think maybe just do it on Shabbaton and speak about it.
What if it's Mussar to speed?
Like Halach L'maisa, Dinah Demachus Sedina.
We're planning on being there, hopefully.
Oh, okay,
good. I'm going to just charge it.
That is. That week?
Like, we're ending. The Sundays are pretty rough, so it's pretty tough. Pretty rough.
My wife's not gonna like this.
No, my wife's not gonna like this. Basically, you have to make everything before this. I mean, also, you make on Yontif, I don't know what Rebbe does.
Okay. Alright. Alright, so
Rebbe, here's your idea.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
It's just my only problem with that is then, like, what about all these other areas of halacha? Like, when am I ever going to do that? Like, avilas and brachos and, like, am I only going to do that when I'm done with being in kollel and, like, learning the yeshiva shabbat?
I'll tell you, if you do halacha limud, what you could do is just, like, what mechaber amaber heitim. I'll tell you, in avilas for sure you could do that. Avilas is a little bit more of a kiosk limud.
Right.
And brachos. You do mechaberama and meshavura.
Right.
You know, just like to be holding.
Right. There's just like so many areas of halacha, like all of the rest of Shabbos and stuff that, like, I'm just not. I mean, I know that Torah's infinite. There's always more. But I just don't want to get that after my kollel years that I, like, I'm not holding in halacha. So I don't know.
We can always be learning. Don't give up. What am I saying? Like 2 hours a day.
No, of course. I mean, my plan is to be in Chanukah, hopefully, ultimately. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Good.
That's
all right.
Okay,
that's fine. Leave a voicemail. Representative. $5,000 of my investment grade bond fund. Okay. This is going to be from my joint account, my account with my wife, from the bond fund. Thank you. let me ask you, if I want to directly the passage, could you be my account number, or do I have to do more than that? Okay, no, so I'll just take a check set to my house. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.